just give way to his text being open in a dream last night. Skin held wide so we can watch his spine.
Right, good morning everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. That is the band Congress of Starlings. And they will be performing this Saturday, tomorrow, at the Old Town School of Folk Music's 77 Beats program, which celebrates all 77 of Chicago's ethnically diverse neighborhoods. The show will be taking place at Old Town's Lincoln Avenue location, and it begins at 7:30 on Saturday night. Joining me live in studio is Andrea Bunch from Congress of Starlings. Hello, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Nick.
And John Mead is also with us. Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome back, man.
Thank you very much.
Last time you were on was when you guys did the Springsteen show?
Did Springsteen. I think the last time was the Stones show.
Stones show, right.
Yeah. And I just came from doing Beggar's Banquet.
How'd that...
it was...
Yeah.
Walked on stage with a bunch of guys I don't know and played Beggar's Banquet.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. So we have this thing on Thursday mornings that we call Triple Play Thursday, where we let the audience pick three songs by an artist to play as bumper music coming back from commercials. And we had a guy named Todd yesterday celebrating his 49th birthday who chose, the three songs he chose were Moonlight Mile, Sway, and Sister Morphine.
Smart guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I said, you can come back to Triple Play Thursday anytime you want. Well, welcome back, you guys. I always love having great musicians in. And Congress of Starlings is playing, and Erin couldn't be here.
She
couldn't come tonight, but she and you will be performing tomorrow night.
Yes.
This idea is really amazing. Who can we trace this idea back to?
Well, Uday Joshi at the Old Town School, I think, is the person who came up with it at first.
Yeah.
And he wanted to celebrate different musicians and different food from all the different neighborhoods in Chicago.
Yeah.
And as a way of sort of bringing everybody together and having the Old Town School be a central point for everybody to celebrate what's local here in crafts.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
77, all 77 neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
going to
be going on through the summer?
Yeah, throughout the summer there are different events in different locations, and they're kicking it off at the school.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
What neighborhood are you guys representing?
I think we're representing Ravenswood.
Ravenswood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Apparently we are the essence of Ravenswood.
Is that right? That's what I thought. The first time I ever had you two in here, I thought, that's the essence of Ravenswood right there.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Maybe Andersonville.
Andersonville, yeah, that makes sense. Andersonville totally makes sense.
It does, yes.
Yeah. Now, is there going to be food as part of this as well?
There are. What they're doing at this event is they're lining up a bunch of food trucks in back of the school on Oakley Avenue.
That's cool.
So you can go out and check out the food trucks.
Of different ethnicities and stuff,
yeah.
Representing the neighborhoods.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a good idea.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Who are some of the other acts that are on the bill with you?
Funkadaisy is really exciting. They're on the bill. They're a great big dance band. They're just super, super fun. Lots of great percussion and vocals and stuff in Funkadaisy.
Mm-hmm.
And Los Vicios de Papa is also, and they are like a mix of rap and music, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
And everybody has some connection to the school. So, yeah, should be a fun night.
That's really
bands.
Great. Well, let's go get into your background again to remind people.
Sure.
You teach guitar at the school, Old Town Folk.
I do, yeah. Guitar and singing and songwriting and stuff like that.
When did you start getting into music?
I got into music I sang all my life, but I started to study how to write music about 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And graduated with a degree in music composition, but I couldn't just, play you a song on the guitar, and I found the Old Town School, and they were like, hey, we'll teach you how to play guitar, and
mm-hmm.
it's okay that you don't know, and
mm-hmm.
come on over and have fun. And that sort of changed my whole perspective on music.
And John, you teach guitar as well at the school?
Yeah, I teach guitar at the Old Town School.
And you've been playing for a while?
Oh my God. So I have been playing for 40 years now.
40 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I came up to the Old Town School as a student 15 years ago, and my boss, within a month, dragged me out on a gig and then started throwing me subs and, was like, come up with a class to teach. And so I did.
So you came up with a class.
Yeah.
They say it like that. Is that
how he said it?
He said exactly
like that. One of the things I love, and I love the Old Town School, you guys, it's an amazing place. And one of the things I love about it are the classes that are offered. Because you can have a class in CCR. You taught a class in CCR, correct?
Yes.
And what were some of the other offerings that they have?
Oh, man.
And there's a ton, right?
Together, John and I right now are teaching Pop Divas, and we teach an alternative 90s ensemble. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let's go back to the Pop.
Pop Divas.
You guys are, seriously?
Yeah.
What's on the curriculum for that?
Oh, we just finished a chart for End of the Road by Boys.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. It is so much fun.
You know, it's Fly Jams Friday today, so that's very appropriate that you guys...
the Divas would love that.
That's fantastic.
So what happens is we have been teaching stuff together for like 5 or 6 years now. And at first we did... It was my concept, which was Roots of Rock, which I wanted to do old R&B. Mm-hmm. And so we did like 50s R&B and like kind of creeping into the 60s.
Yeah.
And then... Like, we'd want to mix it up, and so then Andrea's idea was like, let's do Pop Divas, and I can teach the vocals, and you can teach the guitar stuff, and we'll do, like, funky vocal music.
Yeah.
So, like, she brings the, you know, Boyz II Men and Britney and Beyonce, and I bring, like, old... Like, you know, old Michael like Jackson 5 and Aretha Franklin songs and stuff like that.
I would love to take that class.
Yes, go it's, take it.
Are you kidding me?
It's pretty awesome, I gotta say.
Oh, God, they're so good. It's a full band, too. Saxophone, drums, bass, piano.
That's
guitars.
Outstanding.
It is. It's a blast.
Yeah, that's really cool. How appropriate Fly Jams Friday for you guys to talk about that. that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. Okay, John, Andrea, you guys, hang on for a second. We got to take a break for the news. And when we come back, we'll talk more and we'll hear some Congress of hear a couple of Congress of Starling songs.
Great.
Is that good?
That's good.
Okay, cool. Again, the show is tomorrow night, Saturday night, Old Town School of Folk on Lincoln, and it's the 77 Beats program, which celebrates all 77 of Chicago's ethnically diverse backgrounds and neighborhoods. And there will be food trucks on Oakley.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a big celebration. We'll talk more about that and hear some music right here after we break for the news right here on 720 WGN. Is Congress of Starlings, the band. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell and Steve Cochran at 6 on your Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Andrea Bunch from the band Congress of Starlings and John Mead, who is a great musician, are live in studio. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
We're just having some fun talking off the air. Tell me about the CD that I'm playing music from.
That's Albedo. It's called Albedo. And Aaron and I made that, we made that 6 or 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first album that we made under the heading Congress of Starlings, but we've made 3 or 4 different records together.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally stuck a band name on it.
What's the partnership like with you guys? And, the last time you guys were here, you were live in studio, and it was for the Great Moments in Vinyl for Indigo Girls. By the way, how'd the Indigo Girls show go?
It was fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
Really ended with everyone hugging and smiling and singing along. And
That's how all Indigo Girls shows end.
Yes,
isn't
that? When I saw that start to happen, I was like, we really did it. This is...
That's great.
It was so good.
So it turned out great. But now let's talk about the partnership that you have with Aaron.
Well, I went to Old Town and I started to learn how to play, I met Aaron and I started singing backups on her stuff. And then I started to learn how to play and write just like songs. And so we would back each other up. And we ended up touring Midwest and Northeast quite a few times. And then starting to record together.
It's interesting. The last time you guys were here and we talked about the working relationship that you have, one of the reasons why it was so natural for you guys to do the Indigo Girls was because, you know, Emily and Amy, you know, they work together, but then they have separate lives.
Uh-huh.
And they only come together really creatively. That's how it works with the two of you, right?
I think we're much closer friends than they are.
I would imagine, yeah.
We're very close, yeah. too. So,
but like creatively, do you guys each bring something to it?
Yeah, and we do. And we tend to work in a similar way where we each write a piece and then take it to the other person for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And they might say, hey, what if we go to the bridge here? What if we change that? Could I sing this here? How about this guitar part?
Yeah.
And, you know, one of us may say yes or no, but it's a great collaboration and enhancement of the tune.
Well, you guys are great together.
Thanks.
You're just great.
I love
your stuff. I love your stuff.
It's really great.
It's great. Now, John, how long have you known? How long have you guys been? You're married. You guys are married.
I've known Andrea. I've known Aaron and Andrea both for. I met Andrea, backed me up at a show with, and we didn't know each other, like 10 years ago, and I knew Aaron better for a long time. And I think we're going to play the song later, but Andrea asked me about 5 years ago to play this song. She had this song in her, she wrote this song and like, you have to play on this at this show we did. And from there, it became like I was her guitar player and she was my guitar player.
Mm.
And then we formed Little Queens, which is a heart cover band.
Right.
Then we formed Strider, which is a Zeppelin cover band. She did Crumbs Off the Table, and I was the guitar player on that. So, we've been working pretty constantly for about 5 years.
That's great, man. All right, well, we're going to hear a song, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And John will be accompanying you on this. What song are we going to hear? This is the Congress of Starlings.
This tune is called Bare Walls.
Bare Walls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's called Bare Walls.
Here we go. Andrea and John. Here we go.
Feed us in the morning and let
That was great. Nice job, guys.
Thanks.
It's so cool to watch you guys play together. I got to tell you, man. It is. It's really, really inspiring. It's really cool to watch you guys play together. That's great.
Do you play guitar?
I used to when I was a kid.
Oh,
and then
you
then I went to drums.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, of course. Fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And you still play drums?
Do you play drums?
I haven't. No, I don't have a kid. I haven't played in years. But I started when I was a kid. I started taking guitar lessons when I was about 9.
Cool.
And I played guitar for a little while. I had a Strat. I did. I was a Fender guy for a little while.
Yeah.
And then I just, that kind of dropped off. And then, like, right around in the 80s, I just started playing drums. And, I prefer to play the drums. But then I look at you guys playing the guitar and I'm like, damn.
You could pick it back up.
Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
It's easy to have it lying around.
Yeah. Exactly. How often do you guys just play together? When you're at home, do you guys just pull the guitars out? And is it constant?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, it's
usually
mainly because we have jobs.
Yeah.
Like a gig a week or something.
Yeah.
When she wrote that song and we developed the arrangement, we played a lot together. And she wrote a bunch of songs and I wrote a bunch of songs based on our jam sessions.
Yeah.
And then that became such a productive relationship that all of a sudden we were busy all the time. And so we almost never just sit and jam because we always like, dude, it's like tomorrow we got to,
got
to do this. What's the next gig?
We were in Vegas all week last week. And we both had our guitars and we worked on stuff a little bit on our own. But I was too excited about being out in Vegas.
Yeah, we actually I picked it up because I had to remember a couple of things, but really we didn't touch
it. You guys sloughed off when you were in Vegas is what you're telling me.
Totally did.
What'd you guys do while you were in Vegas? Did you take in any shows or anything?
We did.
What'd you see?
We saw Cirque du Soleil 1, Michael Jackson tribute.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Is it cool?
Yes.
It was actually really pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And we hiked every morning. There's a lot of great state parks right outside of Vegas, so it's a good balance of Vegas to get your nature in and then go.
Well, because you'll go nuts. If you stay in Vegas too long, your brain's going to fry out, man.
It'll zap you.
So,
yeah.
I have a pretty good sense of direction, I think.
All right, I see the story coming up here.
No, the whole time, I've never been more disoriented. Every time we're in a building or on the street, no idea what direction I was pointing or even like how far away stuff was. I'd be like, oh, it's right there. And then we'd walk for like a mile.
I think that that's done on purpose. I think that everything they say about Vegas is, they pump in the air to keep you awake.
Yes.
There's no clocks anywhere. You don't know where the hell you are.
Don't. Yeah. And it
looks it's the really
same
crazy.
From
yeah.
Direction.
You have no choice but to gamble and drink.
Yes.
And it's 170 degrees outside. So it's like, well, I'm going to go in and drink in an air conditioned room and lose $5,000.
Yeah. But then we also went out, you know, because like a half hour because it's in the middle of the desert. So we'd be in these just amazing, like, with these giant rocks, like, from other... In fact, there was one place we went that was a Star Trek location.
Oh, you went to the famous Star Trek location.
Yes.
Bill and Ted. It's also in Bill and Ted movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's, okay.
Like Bill and Ted.
Just unbelievable places,
That's cool. All right, you guys, hang on, okay? We're going to take a break. Right. When we come back, we'll hear more. Andre Bunch from the band Congress of Starlings, and they're playing in a really cool event called 77 Beats, and it's at the Old Town School of Folk tomorrow night, Saturday night. Starts at 7:30, food trucks out back, and live music all over the Chicago area. All right, we'll take a break and we'll hear more right after this on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. That music you hear is Congress of Starlings, a terrific band. Andre and Aaron are in the band, and Andre is live with us along with John Mead, and they're live in studio, and your gig is tomorrow night, Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
Old Town School of Folk on Lincoln Avenue, part of the music's 77 Beats program, celebrating all 77 of Chicago's ethnically diverse neighborhoods. It's 7:30 on Saturday night. Tickets, by the way, if you're a member, it's $13. If you're general public, it's $15. 773-728-6000. 773-728-6000. We also have a link on our Facebook page where you can get tickets and get all the information that you want. And this is a festival that will be happening through the summer.
Yes. Yeah.
At locations throughout. That's great.
Yeah.
And Congress of Scarlings will be playing there Saturday night. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/Nick D Show. Okay, you guys have both been on my show before, but just as a reminder, I always ask the standard questions that I always ask musicians. And I know we've had you answer this already, but for the people who have never heard you guys on my show before.
An answer might change.
Yeah, well, maybe it didn't. maybe it has. I don't know. But I always ask, first album you ever bought? I'm trying to remember what you said the last time you were here.
The first album I ever bought. I think I secretly bought N.W.A.
That's what you said last time.
Is it,
that's
is it?
Exactly what you.
Oh,
and I just
God.
And you blew my mind. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Then.
Okay, John. What about you? First
Ziggy
album.
Stardust.
Ziggy Stardust. Yeah, boy, we have lost some guys this year, huh?
Aww.
Oh man.
What are we talking about?
Rough.
What is going on?
I know.
Last Friday, I was destroyed.
Yeah, yeah, me
yes.
too.
I was destroyed.
We were in
yes.
Vegas. That was the first thing I found out. That
Good morning. Yeah.
I couldn't. I mean, that just yeah. like that, you know, that and Bowie, those two were the
yeah.
just massive. Okay. And
yes,
then first concert.
Yes. The Beach Boys at the Iowa State Fair.
Okay. All right. And?
Station to Station.
Wow, man.
Two for two.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
Now we're getting
pretty
all.
Much, that's my trump.
Yeah.
In every conversation, I win.
Yeah. No, you did. Yeah. No, you won. All right, cool. All right, what's the next song we're going to hear? This is Congress of Starlings, and you guys are going to be playing tomorrow at the Old Town School of Folk. I mean, by the way, I love having you guys on. Anytime you want to come back.
We love being
Seriously, you guys are awesome. So what are you going to play?
We're going to play a tune called Wash Us Clean.
Wash Us Clean.
Wash Us Clean.
Here we go.
That's what it is. Your feet touch down at the corner. I could not know your mind. Black face buried in white bosom. Are you laughing or crying or both at the same time? It was Armageddon. All the wine and laughing with your lips of cinnamon. Well, we are not protected from anything. She tears open the clouds and we all get slippery. But she holds each other through these ever-changing hours. Feel the warmth. that slicer laugh in my rearview mirror. It's the only part of the whole I can see. And you still standing on that corner. All deep in her arms, drenched in mystery. Would be a shame to waste a cloudburst. Every storm an opportunity. You held her waist with that pressing question. Oh, and wide and laughing with your lips of cinnamon. We hold each other through these ever-changing hours. Feel the warmth, wild. Feel the warmth, wild. Feel the warmth, oh, wild. Question mark.
Awesome. You guys are awesome, man. I'm telling you. It's fantastic. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. So
it was nice to play those.
Yeah, that was really cool, man. That was really cool. Okay, you guys are the best. I love you guys. Old Town School of Folk.
We love you too.
Old Town School of Folk rules, and this is such a great idea. 77 Beats program celebrating all 77 of Chicago's diverse neighborhoods. It all starts tomorrow night, Saturday night, 7:30, and we have all the information on our Facebook page. You guys, it was such a blast having you in. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on 720 WGN.